And I'm still basically doing the same thing all day long, which is, believe it or not, when people ask me, what do I really do? I help people.
This is Entrepreneurs the Playbook.
All I did was take and test the market by creating a referral agreement, putting my money where I'm already making money. It's a sure thing, right? I already know the business works with what I do. It's a vertebrae approach. So I start here with the great idea of the book, go to speaking. All of a sudden speaking, all these people wanted me to coach them. So you got book speaking, book coaching. Oh, all that led to media. Then it went to sponsorship. So I built a digital marketing platform that won all these awards called the Aggregated Marketing Platform, so I could aggregate everything I do and aggregate all my sponsors and give to charity all on the platform. Although it appears that I have all these different businesses, all they are were an aspect of creating channels, connecting to people emotionally, figuring out how the streams of revenue work. And I'm still basically doing the same thing all day long, which is, believe it or not, when people ask me, what do I really do? I help people. All these things, how do I write my books? I capture what I'm telling people. I can take everything and take different videos and watch them and say, okay, this is a chapter. I can send it to Rev, an app that transcribes it. I got a written chapter, right? I have this on Student of Your Calendar. Do it now. Productivity and accessibility. Being kind to your future self. Being more interested than interesting. Trust the universe, but tie up your camels. You know, whatever other lessons that I'm teaching. So I keep on writing books, and people are like, how do you have time to write books? All I'm doing is creating good ideas, channeling them, capturing them, amplifying them, and perpetuating them, and creating streams of revenue by codifying what I'm doing. Basically, it's awareness, being aware of what I'm doing.
As we're looking at what we're passionate about, we need to take a step back and say, first, I live here. I mean, I live at this vibration. I live in this world. How can I learn? How can I shift my perspective first in order to pursue my potential and, for me, monetize it? How can I actually and challenge myself so that people say I don't have time to make money because I'm, you know, working at this homeless shelter and doing God's work and walking the streets of Calcutta, giving away everything that I can. That's terrific. If that's truly what you want out of this vibration. But most people want to know, how do I make room for more? That's really what they're asking. And that's the philosophy and perspective I want you to have, is that if you truly believe there's enough of everything for everyone, then when we're giving of ourselves, being of service, providing value, whatever you want, we should be thinking under the context, I'm just making room for more. More for me to add value to and give away. And so for my own personal perspective, what I like to inspire people to do is, number one, learn your what. Forget your why. Everybody has a why, and they know it. They're just too afraid to say it. Their why is to help somebody or something. And they're just too afraid to say it because they want to hide behind the fact that they're living in a utopic existence that doesn't exist at this plane. They're trying to hide the fact that, look, I have to coexist in this monetary strain, this object of energy, this money. It needs to be dealt with no matter what your passion is. So my philosophy is, hey, let's learn to be passionate about everything that we do. Let's learn to have more efficiency, effectiveness, statistical success. Let's learn to be more productive and accessible to others.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed today's episode in any way or found any value, screenshot it, share it, however you like. My only ask is you help me empower others to be happy.